a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Behold that pale horse. That's Red King Cover. Truth Radio Broadcast, our Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. I am joined by John O. Mesmer, my co-host tonight. And I have to tell you, folks, hey, how you doing there, John O?
Before I forget, I'm dying to know what you think is going to come of this, the Bundy trial, because it really seems like, this is a kangaroo court situation here, and they're going to convict these guys. And what do you think is going to happen with this? And then if they do convict them, what do you think is going to happen as a result of that? I really want to know what your thoughts are on that.
Okay, my thoughts on that are this. I have, and this... These are my friends. Ryan Bundy, who tomorrow night we're going to be playing an interview I did with him at Malheur. And I don't think many people know this little factoid that I'm going to provide tonight. Hey, it may get me prosecuted, but I'm going to share it anyway. Do you recall seeing the sign that said Harney County Resource Center, the one that they had created?
Yeah, I do.
It was designed by me on my iPad.
Why does
I submitted it,
me?
Asked by Ryan to design it, and I met Ammon personally, and after I had drawn it up and provided it to them, because I believe in my heart in what they're doing is the right thing to do. It was the right step. Now, I may not have, if I were given the opportunity to, I may not have agreed. Maybe I would have. I don't know, because I didn't sit in on the discussions, agree to necessarily the Malheur thing. I would have preferred to fall back to the Hammonds Ranch on private property and defend those men and prevent them from going to jail. However, they made this decision, and I respect Hammond's decision. I don't second guess him. I don't second guess Ryan. As I went there as a member of the press, I stand upon my First Amendment. I will continue to do so without fear and without reservation. However, one of the facts that I admitted to tonight just now makes me just as much of an accomplice, I suppose, as any of those men. And I have to say that I believe that they will be found guilty. I don't believe that it is a right verdict, but however, you have a judge who is absolutely controlling the trial to the point where the jury is not receiving all of the information that they should be receiving to be able to make a proper decision. That being said, there is a lot about our founding that people do not understand. They can't understand because it's being wiped from the pages of history. One such thing, one of my friends I'm sure will be happy to hear that I want to talk about, and that is the first Massachusetts Constitution from 1780. I'm going to read a little bit of it for you tonight. I want all of you to prepare to be blown away. Now, no founding era political document better captures the unique American understanding of rights and their place in politics than the Constitution that I'm going to share with you tonight, whose principal author was John Adams. The first part, the Declaration of Rights, makes clear that rights are both protections against arbitrary government and the source of legitimate republican government. The preamble identifies the body politic as a voluntary association. Let me say that again. A voluntary association of individuals originating in a social compact that protects both the individual rights and the common good. The American Constitution and the state constitutions from Iowa to California even now echo the language of the Massachusetts Constitution. And I will begin. All men are born free and equal and have certain natural, essential, and unalienable rights, among which may be reckoned the right of enjoying and defending their lives and liberties, that of acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, in fine, that of seeking and obtaining their safety and happiness. The right of acquiring, possessing, and protecting property makes more explicit the rights protected by the Declaration of Independence. Property rights undermine a static class system and emphasize the dynamic nature of the commercial republic. This version of the Bill of Rights adds not only the rights of worship in Article 2, property in Article 1, bearing arms in Article 17, jury trial in Article 15, but also essential elements of American republican government, including frequent elections, freedom of the press, broad suffrage, an independent judiciary, and in particular, the separation of powers. A strict separation of powers aims to secure a government of laws and not of men. That is, a government by a publicly promulgated rational principle versus the passion of one man or crowd. Folks, prepare to be blown away. Agreed upon by the delegates of the people of the state of Massachusetts Bay in convention, begun and held at Cambridge on the 1st September 1779 and continued by adjournments to the 2nd of March 1780. Preamble. The end of the institution, maintenance, and administration of government is to secure the existence of the body politic, to protect it, and to furnish the individuals who compose it with the power of enjoying in safety and tranquility their natural rights and the blessings of life. And whenever these great objects are not obtained, the people have a right to alter the government and to take measures necessary for their safety, prosperity, and happiness. The body politic is formed by a voluntary association of individuals. It is a social compact by which the whole people covenants with each citizen and each citizen with the whole people. that all shall be governed by certain laws for the common good. It is the duty of the people, therefore, in framing a constitution of government, to provide for an equitable mode of making laws, as well as for an impartial interpretation and a faithful execution of them, that every man may at all times find security in them. We therefore, the people of Massachusetts, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of the great legislator, in capital letters, the great legislator of the universe, in affording us, in the course of his capital H, his providence, an opportunity, deliberately and peaceably, without fraud, violence, or surprise, of entering into an original, explicit, and solemn compact with each other, and of forming a new constitution of civil government for ourselves and posterity, and devoutly imploring his capital H, his direction in so interesting a design, do agree upon, ordain, and establish the following declaration of rights and frame of government as the constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Article 1. All men, that is, all men, are born free and equal, and have certain natural, essential, and unalienable rights, among which may be reckoned the right of enjoying and defending their lives and their liberties, that of acquiring, possessing, and protecting property. In fine, that of seeking and obtaining their safety and happiness. Article 2. It is the right as well as the duty of all men in society, publicly, and at stated seasons, to worship the Supreme Being, the great Creator and Preserver of the universe, and no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience, or for his religious profession or sentiments, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or obstruct others in the religious worship. Article 3. As the happiness of a people and the good order and preservation of civil government essentially depend upon piety, religion, and morality, and as these cannot be generally diffused through a community but by the institution of the public worship of God and of public instructions in piety, religion, and morality, therefore, to promote the happiness and to secure the good order and preservation of their government, the people of this commonwealth have a right to invest their legislature with the power to authorize and require, and the legislature shall, from time to time, authorize and require the several towns, parishes, precincts, and other bodies politic or religious societies to make suitable provision at their own expense for the institution of the public worship of God and for the support and maintenance of public Protestant teachers of piety, religion, and morality. Allow me to restate that. For the institution of the public worship of God and for the support and maintenance of public Protestant teachers of piety, religion, and morality, in all cases where such provision shall not be made voluntarily. Are you hearing language here that we have been denied?
We have been thoroughly denied.
I continue. And the people of this Commonwealth have also a right to and do invest their legislature with authority to enjoin upon all the subjects in attendance upon the instructions of the public teachers aforesaid at stated times and seasons, if there be any of whose instructions they can conscientiously and conveniently attend, provided notwithstanding that the several towns, parishes, precincts, or other bodies politic or religious societies shall at all times have the exclusive right of electing their public teachers. Allow me to say that one more time. They shall at all times have the exclusive right of electing their public teachers and of contracting with them for their support and maintenance. I wonder what a teacher's union with tenure that allows the molestation of a child to go with not immediately and completely disavowing and prosecuting can even somewhat make sense of. And all monies paid by the subject of the support of the public worship and the public teachers aforesaid shall, if you require it, be uniformly applied to the support of the public teacher or teachers of his own religious sect or denomination. Folks, religious liberty was a Protestant protection, a Christian protection. The freedom of the worship of God to your own determination was one that was of the Christian faith. Now I will continue. Provided there be any of whose instructions he attends, otherwise it may be paid towards the support of the teacher or teachers of the parish or precinct in which the said monies are raised. And every denomination of Christians, allow me to say that again just for those of you who might have tripped up and not heard me, and every denomination of Christians demeaning themselves peaceably and as the good subjects of the Commonwealth shall be equally under the protection of the law, and no subordination of any one sect or denomination to one another shall be established by law. Folks, the founders of our nation never intended to protect Sharia or theocracy of another faith, or Talmudism, or any other such foreign belief system. The belief system that this republic was founded upon, I shall read to you one more time. And every denomination of Christians demeaning themselves peaceably, and that means with no injury to one another or force thereunto. That is my inclusion. I continue. And as good subjects of the Commonwealth shall be equally under the protection of the law, and no subordination of any one sect or denomination to another shall ever be established by law. Article 4, the people of this Commonwealth have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state, and do, and forever hereafter shall, exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right which is not
or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America in Congress assembled. There is, and this is my inclusion, your 10th Amendment solidity. Article 5. All power residing originally in the people. Allow me to say that one more time for knucklehead politicians that call themselves officials. Article 5. All power residing originally in the people and being derived from them, the several magistrates and the officers of government vested with the authority, whether legislative, executive, or judicial, are their substitutes and agents and are at all times accountable to them. Choke on that one. Article 6. No man nor corporation. No man nor corporation or association of men have any other title to obtain advantages or particular and exclusive privileges. Hello, Bar Association. Distinct from those of the community than what arises from the consideration of services rendered to the public. And this title, being in nature neither heredity nor transmissible to children nor descendants or relations by blood, the idea of a man born a magistrate, lawgiver, or judge is absurd and unnatural. Article 7. Government is instituted for the common good, for the protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness of the people, and not for the profit, honor, or private interest of any one man, family, or class of men. Hello, Bar Association. Therefore, the people alone have an incontestable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to institute government and to reform, alter, or totally change the same when their protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness require it. I hope you understand the weight of the words that I'm speaking. Article 8. In order to prevent those who are vested with authority from becoming oppressors, the people have a right at such periods and in such manner as they shall establish by their frame of government to cause their public officers to return to private life and to fill up vacant places by certain and regular elections and appointments. Article 9. All elections ought to be free, and the inhabitants of this commonwealth, having such qualifications as they shall establish by their frame of government, have an equal right to elect officers and to be elected for public employments. Article 10. Each individual of the society has a right to be protected by it in the enjoyment of his life, liberty, and property according to standing law. He is obliged, consequently, to contribute his share to the expense of this protection, to give his personal service or an equivalent when necessary. But no part of this property of any individual can, with justice, be taken from him. But no part of the property of any individual can, with justice, be taken from him or applied to public uses, get this, without his own consent or that of the representative body of the people, or not end, or. Allow me to read that to you again. But no part of the property of any individual, that is also your income, is your private property, can, with justice, be taken from him or applied to public uses without his own consent or that of the representative body of the people. In fine, the people of the Commonwealth are not controllable by any other laws than those which their constitutional representative body have given their consent. Goodbye, executive orders. And whenever the public exigencies require that the property of any individual should be appropriated to public uses, he shall receive a reasonable compensation. Therefore, are we feeling something here that may have kind of been lost over the years, changed and altered? That was up to Article 10 of the Massachusetts Constitution. It goes into unreasonable searches and seizures and controversies concerning property. Article 16, the liberty of the press is essential to the security of freedom in a state. It ought not, therefore, to be restrained in this Commonwealth. Sorry, Dianne Feinstein, you can take your bona fide credentials and stick them where the sun doesn't shine. And I will get to the last one that I'm going to share with you tonight. Article 17. The people have a right to keep and bear arms for the common defense. Allow me to say that without all of the other hubbub that they like to put in front of it and try and confuse you with. The people, that's us, have a right to keep and bear arms for the common defense. And as in time of peace, armies are dangerous to liberty. They ought not to be maintained without the consent of the legislature. And the military power shall always be held in exact subordination to the civil authority and be governed by it. Sorry, federal inclusion. Sorry, federal inclusion of your National Guard under the control of the President of the United States. You can kiss my American ass. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fundraising campaign for Resurrect the Republic. We are completely rebuilding our website, completely from the ground up, everything. That music that you just heard was myself, and I will send you a copy along with another several amount of tracks if you would kindly, and along with a packet that we have right now
a constitutional packet that was offered to me by the John Birch Society to give to you if you kindly donate to this show. You can do so by going to resurrectorepublic.com and clicking on the PayPal button at the top right-hand side, rtrtruthmedia.com, or you can call Lori at RBN, and you can let her know that you would like to make a donation to Resurrect the Republic, and she will take your donation information and make sure that it can go through if you do not like to use PayPal. That being said, did you think I was done with the Massachusetts Constitution?
I hope that it's unbelievable. I have actually read that Constitution before, but it was so long ago. And listening to you read it, it's like hearing it for the first time. And it's just it's mind-boggling.
Powerful, isn't it? It's powerful.
And the power in that document.
Yes, sir. These were back in the days when they didn't make any bones about exactly what they were saying.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, we don't have the First Amendment. They didn't put in the First Amendment to protect Satanism, Luciferianism.
Yeah, well, you know, that could be argued too, because in the original founding of the several republics that made up this union, you hear see that these men, they could not even, it didn't even contemplate their mindset that anything but a Protestant Christian understanding of this republic even existed. They were talking about religious liberty, but they went on to say that religious liberty included the Protestant faith in any sect or denomination or whatever. They didn't care. You could come up with your own church as long as it was based upon the Christian principles that this republic was founded on. And you heard Obama say, well, this is no longer a Christian republic, which only acknowledges the fact that he knew that it was.
Exactly.
And that is the thing.
What a great point.
Yes, it is one of the things that disturbs me the most, because as we have been tolerant to these other faiths, and I mean tolerant because they are not protected by the same law that our faith is protected by for a reason. The Republican form of government and the morality, the moral code, the ethics that were instituted by these men, even some of them not even believers, I will admit, not even believers themselves, even stated that these tenets were necessary to institute a free republic that had any kind of reason in it. And the reason wasn't so much what you believed in. The reason was in the moral code that existed within it. You know,
exactly.
I remember when I grew up that a girl got pregnant out of wedlock, and she was shamed, right? Now, modern day feminists would tell you, oh, you can't shame somebody. They go on slut walks and this and that. Listen. We have seen a travesty that is a cancer upon this union like we have never seen. And that is the amount of unmarried pregnancies that happen, where you have a single mother raising a child with no father, no moral base. Even the welfare system itself only made this worse in many communities. The African American community was harmed more than most, in that individuals on welfare, they could receive their welfare, but the father couldn't be living there, because if they found out the father was living there, you would lose your check. How insane. How absolutely and despicably insane to do that to any people. You see, I'm an advocate of black Americans. I'm an advocate of their rights, but what many of them do not understand is that from the beginning, from the slave traders that brought their ancestors here, to the progressive politicians that have enabled the destruction of the family and of unity and of decency, it has done nothing but absolutely undermine their ability to move forward. That is one of the most fundamental causes, brother.
And yet they stay on the Democratic plantation. And the proven point is you can be rest assured that Hillary Clinton will receive 90%+ of the American vote.
Yep, because they like any other useful idiot, will walk right off the cliff.
Yep.
So allow me to re-begin now at Article 17 of the Massachusetts Constitution. The people have the right to keep and bear arms for their common defense, period. Now, let's just let that sink in for a minute. The people, that's me and you, have a right to keep and bear arms. That's anything that we can present ourselves and arm ourselves with for the protection of ourselves for the common, that's us, defense.
And yeah, that doesn't just mean long rifles, hunting and target practice either.
And back then, if you didn't hunt, you probably didn't eat. And as in the time of peace, armies are dangerous to liberty. They ought not to be maintained without the consent of the legislature, and the military power shall always be held in exact subordination to the civil authority and be governed by it. Let's really kind of let that sink in for a moment. Now I'll move on to Article 18. A frequent recurrence to the fundamental principles of the Constitution and the constant adherence to those piety, justice, moderation, temperance, industry, and frugality are absolutely necessary to preserve the advantages of liberty and to maintain a free government. The people ought consequently to have a particular attention to all those principles in the choice of their officers and representatives. And they have a right to require of their lawgivers, and magistrates, and exact the constant observance of them in the formation and execution of the laws necessary for the good administration of the Commonwealth. Wow. Think about that for a minute. Woo! Article 19. The people have a right, in an orderly and peaceable manner, to assemble and consult upon the common good. Give instructions to their representatives. That's not requests. That's instructions to their representatives, and to request of the legislative body, by the way of addresses, petitions, remonstrances, redress of the wrongs done to them, and of the grievances they suffer. You know, that's just to me, man. I tell you, it's amazing to me that we've gotten so far away from this. Article 20.
Yeah.
Article 20. The power of suspending the laws or the execution of the laws ought never to be exercised but by the legislature or by the authority derived from the legislature to be exercised in such particular cases only as the legislature shall expressly provide for. What does that make of executive orders? Let me read that one more time so that people understand the power of this state over the federal government. Article 20. The power of suspending the laws or the execution of the laws ought never, never to be exercised but by the legislature, that is, of that state of Massachusetts, or by authority derived from it to be exercised in such particular cases only as the legislature shall expressly, and that means individually, provide for. Let that sink in. Article 21. The freedom of deliberation and speech and debate in either house of the legislature is so essential to the rights of the people that it cannot be the foundation of any accusation or prosecution, action or complaint in any other court or place whatsoever. Article 22. The legislature ought frequently to assemble for the redress of grievances. That the legislature ought to frequently assemble for the redress of grievances, for correcting, strengthening, and confirming the laws, and for making new laws as the common good may require. No,
don't do that anymore.
No, I know, right? 23. No subsidy, charge, tax, impost, or duties ought to be established, fixed, laid, or levied under any pretext whatsoever without the consent of the people or their representation in the legislature. Goodbye, Obamacare. Article 24. Laws made to punish for actions done before the existence of such laws. Folks, I want you to really pay attention to this one. This is Article 24. Laws made to punish for actions done before the existence of such laws, and which not have been declared crimes by preceding laws, are unjust, oppressive, and inconsistent with the fundamental principles of a free government. Goodbye, gun control. It's
goodbye, over. NDAA.
Goodbye, pot laws and all the rest. Our founding fathers grew it, smoked it, and made sails and ropes from it. Just saying. Just saying. Folks, I do believe that you need to read this Constitution, and I really, 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 really recommend that you do so soon. Because we are losing.
Yeah, because when you think about it, if you were to score, now that's the Massachusetts Constitution, correct?
Correct, that's correct.
So if we were just think about the body politic in Massachusetts, and we were to score their awareness and comprehension and adherence to their own Constitution on a scale of, you know, 1 to 100%, 100% being perfect for every citizen, you know, having total awareness and adherence to their own constitution. Well, 10 years after that constitution was written, it'd probably be up in the 95-plus percentile, because every adult studied that constitution that could read. It was taught in the schools day in and day out. It was primary reading, to teach reading, to teach writing. They went over that constitution with the fine-tooth comb with those kids.
Yep.
And so they grew up having a total awareness and taught to adhere to that constitution. We've dropped all that. Today, if you were to poll and survey the citizens of Massachusetts, you'd probably find that we're probably in the 5 to maybe 10 percentile score of their awareness and adherence to their own constitution.
Yep.
And that's a sad state of affairs.
Yep.
And without knowledge and awareness
more,
and...
Brother. I got two more, and that is Article...
Okay, go ahead.
29 and Article 30.
Okay.
It is essential. This is Article 29. It is essential to the preservation of the rights of every individual, his life, liberty, property, and character, that there be an impartial interpretation of the laws. Let me ask you a question. When there is a sitting political Democrat and they make a choice for who is going to be sitting upon the Supreme Court, and they choose a Democrat of their own political persuasion, and that Democrat leans progressive, I want you to think about what I'm about to say. This is Article 29. It is essential for the preservation of the rights of every individual, his life, liberty, property, and character, that there be an impartial interpretation of the laws and administration of justice. It is the right of every citizen to be tried by judges as free, impartial, and independent as the lot of humanity will admit. It is therefore not only the best policy, but the security, for the security of the rights of the people and for every citizen, that the judges of the Supreme Court shall hold their offices as long as they behave themselves well, and that they should have honorable salaries ascertained and established by standing laws. As long as they what? Behave themselves well and impartial. If you show in any way, shape, or form that you are leaning towards one political ideology or another, you are not behaving yourselves well according to the Massachusetts Constitution. And now, I will close with Article 30. In the government of this Commonwealth, the legislative department shall never exercise the executive and judicial powers or either of them. The executive shall never exercise the legislative and judicial powers or either of them. The judicial shall never exercise the legislative and executive powers or either of them, to the end it may be a government of laws and not of men.
Wow. How powerful is that?
It doesn't get any more powerful than that. Where have we gone? What have we done? What have we allowed? Are we men or are we sheep?
Well,
I don't know about you, brother.
Pretty much.
But I'm a sheep dog.
Exactly. It just kind of renders you a little bit speechless, you know, when you think about how far we've strayed from those writings and those principles. And, you know, you just wish that you had an unlimited funding or unlimited access to all forms of media, and you could just reintroduce the American people to their Constitution and likewise to all the states. And just, you know, have one public service announcement after another. You know, countless videos, you know, just going, reading those documents again, reminding people that this is the basis of our you know, society, of our states, and our overall republic. You just so desperately want people to be reminded and to relearn these principles.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. I don't see you again. Jen in Missouri. Jen, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed to be here to be able to share this information with you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I want to make this real quick because I know it's at the end of the show. Will you give out your email address because I want to send you some info?
Yes, sir. My email address is rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. That's RTR as in Resurrect the Republic, rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah, what I'm going to send you, Tom, I've been following LaRouche Pack.
Yep.
And they keep talking, about this Hamiltonian banking system. And, you know, I've just been going through this. There's a lot of information. I'd like you to send it out to everybody on your list so we can start picking this thing apart. But he talks about Alexander Hamilton and the National Bank and how the overturning the myth of Andrew Jackson and why Roosevelt's explosive 1933 to 1945 recovery work. BS. This is pretty dangerous stuff. I'm really concerned about it. I'll send you the link. If you'd pass it on, I would appreciate it.
And I absolutely will pass it on. I'll pass it on with pride and honor. I tell you what, many people are kind of hard on Lyndon LaRouche, but I tell you, his staff, I know.
Well, he's got some good ideas, but man, he just seems to me like he's part of the old cabal. I mean, one of the deals is, one of his articles is federal credit to increase physical productivity. Why do we need federal credit? You know, what,
you got
what
it. That, that is a concern,
is
isn't it? That is a concern.
That's communism. That's just, it's communism. I'll send you this link. I appreciate you.
I will, and I thank you very much, folks. We've run out of time for Tom Lacavera Stewart.
Good job, Tom. Great job tonight.
Yeah, man. Thank you, John O, brother. I appreciate it. I love you, man. Folks, ResurrectTheRepublic.com is going to be relaunching real soon. You can go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com or RTRTruthMedia.com and lay your donation. We need it to build it. We'll see you next time. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Not interested in photo ops.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.